Hour number two, GD Morning Show, Talk of Pittsburgh, 1320 WJAS. Back from the McClellan's Contractor Roofing Studios here in scenic Western Pennsylvania, McClellan'sRoofing.com, 412-353-5660. McClellan'sRoofing.com, if their name is on it, they stand behind it, so you can stand in it. We can broadcast from it. He is the G, I am the D, Greg Maxwell, Daryl Grandy, talking to you. We've got a guest.
That's right. Doing it again.
A guest who's coming on board. And normally, when we talk about the performances that come to town, we talk about them more in a standard rock and roll concert fair. We don't really hit this genre of performance art all that often. I don't know about you, but I'm fitting to learn a little bit here today.
Yeah, it's going to be a learning experience for sure.
It's going to be a learning experience that you out there in listener land can partake in, starting on Saturday, October 18th and running through Sunday, October 26th, courtesy of our friends from the Pittsburgh Opera, pittsburghopera.org, for more information on La Boheme. And joining us to talk more about it is the Director of Marketing and Communications for said Pittsburgh Opera, Chris Cox. Chris Cox, good morning. Welcome to the GD Morning Show.
Thank you so much for having me.
La Boheme, lay it on us. It's going to be at the Benenum Center beginning on Saturday, October 18th, and running through Sunday, October 26th. As we sit here, roughly, maybe 3 weekends out from this, how are things going from your point of view? What's the vibe from the opera's point of view? Where are we at as the run-up is forthcoming to the show? Where's the collective head of the Pittsburgh Opera at as we're running up to this fantastic run of shows?
Things are going great. We are right on schedule. We actually are loading the set into our rehearsal space this morning.
Wow, okay.
And the cast is on their way, and everything's going great.
Now, La Boheme, if I understand correctly, although it's set in Paris, France, it's an Italian show, correct?
The opera is sung in Italian. You're 100% correct. Hmm. When it was composed, the trend, the fashion, was to have big operas in Italian. So sure. The Parisian audience of the day would have expected their shows to be in Italian. So it's a little weird that it's a set in France, but they are singing in Italian. But honestly, we have English supertitles projected above the stage. So it's like watching TV with closed captions on.
Right.
So you'll understand every word, every single thing they're saying. You'll be able to read along with, regardless of what language they happen to be singing in up on stage.
Interesting enough. So talk about the production. You talk about the everything is rolling in, the sets rolling in, the people. From your end and from the end of the management of the Pittsburgh Opera, what does that entail to herd all these cats? How many people are we talking about? What's the size of the crew? Like, how big a production will this be? This is very exciting and always exciting when productions of this scale come to town. What are we talking about in terms of size?
La Boheme is a very big show.
Sure.
That's why we have it at the Benenum. We have somewhere in the neighborhood of 70 to 80 people in the orchestra pit.
Wow.
We have sort of primary cast of about 10 or so people that's supplemented by a chorus of several dozen, as well as a youth chorus from Pittsburgh Youth Chorus for a Christmas Eve holiday market scene with a bunch of kids running around. And we also have supernumeraries, which are people on stage who don't sing. They just sort of stand there and act in the
middle
background. They're sort of like extras.
Sure.
Right. That's a lot of moving parts. Now, how hard of a task is it to organize all those moving parts into one show?
It can certainly feel complicated, but we've got a fantastic production team, a fantastic stage management team that keeps everything running smoothly and makes sure that everyone knows where they need to be when.
Yeah, important, very important, of course. I mean, a shout out to the people we don't necessarily get to see. I mean, when we show up to the Benenum the week of October 18th to October 26th, we're going to see, of course, front and center, clearly, the performance you just mentioned. We're going to hear the sounds from the band you just mentioned, but there are a lot of people behind the scenes. People running around with the chickens like they're chickens with their heads cut off that we won't necessarily be able to see. But shout out to those folks, because they're the ones who really, they're the glue that keeps the whole thing together.
Absolutely. The production just wouldn't be possible without that army, of stagehands and stage management and folks like that.
Now, La Boheme is it's a tragedy. Tragedy seems to be a very popular genre within operas. Now, why is that? the case? Why are tragedies so popular in that genre?
Well, opera is in a lot of ways a very dramatic art form.
Sure.
Right? You have singing, you've got music, you've got sets and costumes and choreography and acting, all sort of rolled into one. So it is, it's just the full package, and a lot of the stories that it tell do happen to, you know, involve drama, just like a lot of TV shows and movies,
right.
You know, have a lot of drama in them. So do a lot of operas. There are plenty of comic operas, or operas, you know, with very happily ever after kind of endings.
Sure.
Bohème is really a love story at heart. It's, you know, two people, they meet, they fall in love, then there's their misunderstanding, and they break up, and will they or won't they get back together again?
Mm.
So it is very much a love story with a familiar arc in that sense. It's also a story about friendship.
Sure.
The main guy in it, Rodolfo, who falls in love with Mimi, he's one of four buddies living in a, you know, sort of crappy apartment in the big city, you know, early in his adulthood, trying to make ends meet. And the four friends really have each other's backs and look out for each other as they're sort of starting out in their lives. And it's very touching in a lot of ways.
It really is interesting because, I mean, there are a lot of themes there. You just dropped about three or four themes that, you know, while the language may be different and while the setting and the set piece and the anachronism may be a little bit different, it definitely seems like there are themes that really stand the test of time. That's that theme of love, the theme of will they or won't they, the theme of friendship and I got your back no matter what. And those, you know, regardless of the who, what, when, where, and why origin story of these musicals and these operas really come into effect in terms of being able to relate to anybody of any age, really. This is really an all-ages show, correct?
That's exactly right. Yeah, and that's one of the reasons that opera has stood the test of time for centuries, literally. The stories that it tell, and really at its heart, opera is simply storytelling through music and song. But the stories that it tells are universal, that folks can relate to in any era.
But at the same time as well, you put yourself in the shoes of the people that are up on stage and think about the amount of time and dedication they put into it, and that's what you really appreciate about it. And speaking of time and dedication being put into things, a question I have is, when it comes to those really emotional scenes, whether it be the couple eventually getting back together and then having that first emotional kiss, or whenever there's tragedy that strikes and somebody's death is portrayed, how much is it emphasized on those up on stage that are taking part in those scenes to really nail it down, to really get the emotion out of the audience?
Oh, that's a very important part of the show.
Sure.
Right? That's why it is a fully staged production and not just a concert.
Right.
The stage director is in charge essentially of everything you see on stage. The conductor is in charge of everything you hear, but the stage director will be very specific, working with the cast on their gestures, on their body language, on conveying emotion, especially, you know, because if you sit way up in the front row, okay, you can see every little detail, you know, on their faces. But if you're in the back of the theater, you know, you can't see the little details as well. So they need to make sure that their body language and their motions communicate the story as well.
Yeah, you're working the entire room. You're playing big. You're playing broad for that exact reason. I'm sure that's probably one of the first things you're taught in that schooling, is that, you know, work the entire room for that exact reason.
Yes, 100%.
And you talk about the stage director too. I feel like that's another unsung hero when it comes to the show. It's what you see the people on the stage. You have the appreciation for them. But then I feel like a lot of people think about the stage director as like, oh, he's just some guy that just sits up there barking at these people while they're up there trying to do their best. No, he's got a very important job to do, he or she.
In this case, it's a she, our friend Christine McIntyre. She's brilliant. She's fantastic, very insightful, and has a great way of communicating with the cast, you know, getting everything out of them that that she possibly can and really brings the shows to life.
By the way, shout out to PittsburghOpera.org, the website where you can go for tickets, more information. You really can get more information. This does bring in, we did some prep work for this interview, by looking at the website, and it really goes in depth into a lot of different elements there. You can preview some of the music you hear, get more info on the cast, to get more info on really everything, the artistic team, the behind-the-scenes team, get a run-up of the story in case you're there, plus all the logistics involved as well. Understand there's some issues, or there's a renovation note about the lobby elevator that might impact people as well. Talk about the venue. Talk about the operation. Talk about what people can expect when they reach out to PittsburghOpera.org for more information. And talk about how that's going to work for somebody who's listening right now, who's never been to an opera, let alone the Pittsburgh Opera or the Benenum for any reason. Talk about the experience, the user experience, the customer experience of going to a Pittsburgh Opera show, and why that why you guys do it top notch.
Sure. Well, the Benenum is a beautiful facility.
Yes.
It's a great Pittsburgh for one of the crown jewels of the cultural district. And just going there by itself is a fun event.
Sure.
You know, it's beautiful, and it's transport you to another time and all that good stuff. In terms of the audience experience of going to the show, so first of all, it is a very welcoming and very accessible.
Yes.
Opera can be a little bit of a niche art form, and opera enthusiasts want other people to like opera. They
sure.
want people to feel welcome at the opera. They're not going to, you know, look down their noses if you're not dressed the right way or anything like that.
And that was always sort of a bugaboo, right? That was always sort of, for a long time, almost to the point of cliche, you know, oh, the opera crowd. Like that sort of like crowd, that sort of vibe. I'm sure a battle you face, you know, even low key as it might be, is to fight that, to make the Pittsburgh Opera experience more accessible for one and all to come in, that really says, hey, this is for Pittsburgh. This is for the community as a whole. Come one, come all.
Yeah, opera in pop culture isn't always portrayed in the best light, for sure. But it's a fantastic art form. And everyone is very welcome. You know, we have folks come straight from work in jeans sure. and a hoodie, and that's great. We're happy to see them there. They're welcome. That's wonderful.
Sure.
You don't need to have a PhD. You don't need to speak Italian. You know, you don't need to wear pearls and have opera glasses or anything like that. It is just like coming to see any other show, you know, or any other concert that you would go to in a venue like this.
Yeah, I'm sure anytime you see those guys coming in the jeans and hoodies, just stuff from all walks of life, that means you as the marketing director, that's a job well done on your end.
Yeah, that's connecting. That's doing your work to connect to the audience. So, again, PittsburghOpera.org for tickets and more information, a lot more information on the show. And, shout out to some of the people who help make what you do possible from a financial standpoint. You have sponsors for the show, correct, presenting sponsors?
We do. Yeah, we're very fortunate in that we offer a program where people can sponsor the actual production if they want to, rather than just donating money generically to Pittsburgh Opera
sure.
as a company. We have a lot of different, you know, line items that people can sponsor if they would like to. This is sponsored in part by generous gifts from the Galliott Fund, as
wow.
well as Drs. Ethan and Lydia Georgiadis. We are very appreciative for their support, of course.
So all good there. Talk of Pittsburgh 1320 WJS. We're talking with Chris Cox. He's the marketing director and communications director of the Pittsburgh Opera. We're talking about La Boheme coming to the Benenum Center starting October 18th, running through Sunday, October 26th, October 18th being a Saturday. Starting and running through those dates, PittsburghOpera.org for more information. One final plea as we wrap things up here, and we very much thank you for your time. You've been quite generous with it.
Mm-hmm.
One final plea, Chris Cox, marketing communication director of the Pittsburgh Opera. Talk people into the building for one of those shows. Again, coming to the Benenum Center. Beautiful facility. I've been there myself many times. And if you know, you know, as the kids say. Talk about why people should be partaking in the Pittsburgh Opera, specifically La Boheme, during that week.
Well, if you've never been to an opera, La Boheme is the perfect first opera to come to. Beautiful music, amazing singing, you know, very fun sets and costumes. Again, it's a love story. It's a story about friendship. You will understand everything that's happening. It is a great few hours of entertainment and enjoyment where we can just sort of transport you away into another world for an evening. And it's also very affordable. Our ticket prices start at just $20 all
wow.
in. So sometimes people think that opera is going to be really cost prohibitive. We work very hard to make it as financially accessible for, you know, the entire Western Pennsylvania community. So we certainly hope that you come on out and see the show.
All good. Again, talk to Pittsburgh 1320 WJS here with Chris Cox. He's the marketing and communications director of the Pittsburgh Opera. PittsburghOpera.org for more information on La Boheme coming to the Benenum Center beginning Saturday, October 18th, and running through Sunday, October 26th. It's a tragedy. It is a timeless tale. We're talking love. love. We're talking will they or won't they. We're talking friendship and many themes. I mean, this is a tragic love story that spans generations and spans the test of time, as it were, and emotional and dramatic. No wonder that Puccini's most celebrated opera has transcended the genre, inspiring both a ballet and, lest we forget, the Broadway hit musical Rent, one of the most popular ones to ever hit the genre. But so many great things happening, so many great reasons for you out there in listener land to be there or be square at the Benham Center for La Boheme, starting October 18th and running through October 26th. Please, please, please go to PittsburghOpera.org for tickets and more information on that. Chris, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Daryl. Thanks, Greg. Appreciate you guys having me.
We appreciate you being had, and we'll definitely catch up with you down the line for the next offering that I'm sure the second that La Boheme wraps on the 26th that will be front and center in your mind as we move forward into the holiday season. So thank you so much for joining us on the show, Chris.
Have a great day.
You guys too. This is the Talk of Pittsburgh 1320. This is WJS. This is the GD Morning Show from the McClellan's Contracting Roofing Studios. We got more to come right after this. Please stay close.